Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, what's up everyone? It's the Rad Riello Show. Louie's going to be with me in a second. Let's get going tonight. And we're going to play a little theme music for tonight. We're going to do a little Halloween music to get us started off tonight. I'm not a big fan of Halloween, but we're going to play some anyways. So let's kick it off.
Hello. Where's the music, man?
Do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full. Twitter's full. So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza?
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Tip. Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
Yo, we're back, and Louie, you're with me already. Louie, what's up, man?
How you doing, Ron? How's it going, brother? How you doing on this Halloween night?
Humbug. I'm not a Halloween person, so I don't really don't care, but I thought, yeah, so I'm going to go into the whole, you know, I played that, you know, one of the greatest horror movies of all time, Halloween's theme song, but yeah, happy Halloween. humbug. I'm just not.
And
a,
this
you
past
know.
Week in New York, Ron, the guy who played in Halloween 2, I'm gonna, you know, as you know, I'm gonna be doing a celebrity boxing match in Atlantic City on December 4th. I'm gonna be fighting DJ Joey Jams. Poor bastard, don't have a chance, but it's okay. But it's all good. But I met the character. I can't remember his name. But he was a really cool guy, the guy that played in Halloween 2.
Mike Myers?
So, is that his name? I don't know his name, bro.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Nice guy, though.
Guys, yeah. So when is the celebrity boxing match again?
It's on December 4th at Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City.
Oh, that sucks. You're not going to be able to go to Toys for Tots then, unless you go after the match and go just for the Sunday event. I just realized
that. Oh, Toys for Tots is that weekend, isn't it? Damn.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm,
you know,
I think I'm missing that one,
cool.
Bro. Sorry about that, man.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I understand. But you know what? You can always put your calendar for, and I want to talk before we bring guests up, and guests and callers, just hold it, hold for a second. I want to make sure we get everything out. February 18th and through the 20th, get your calendars out there. Don't plan nothing for that weekend, because the Rad Reality Show will be doing their first event ever, and we're going to call it Celebration of the Heart. And it's going to be down here in Georgia, in Dalton, Georgia, probably, and everything is, you know, kind of the tentative place. And what we're going to do with this is we're going to have a bunch of little fun things for the whole family, plus a couple, you know, parties for the, you know, more of the adults. But we're going to have some fun, bring your kids. Louie, hope you can make it. Get your,
I think I will, brother. Have a good time.
You know, and it's going to be fun. And more details to come. Also, the calendar. And Louie, that was one thing I need to talk to you. I need to get you to give me a picture for, because I'm putting out a calendar for the show. And we got some, we got many of the hosts that are going to contribute to it. And we got some people that have been on the show already in the past going to contribute to it. So it should be a little fun. Pre-sales of that should be coming out soon. And you can always donate to get us going. Plus, I get some other stuff going to talk about before this show's out with. But I think we should go ahead and pick up the callers, because I see we got lots of callers in there already. Plus, we have some surprises calling in tonight, too. Right, Louie?
Yeah, look for area code 323 and 202 for now, as far as I know. Those are two definites. So.
Yeah, so we're going to have some surprises. Never know what's around the corner. It could be a trick, could be a treat. So, and you know what? When I pick up the calls, I'm just going to say that. So let's go ahead and pick some calls up and see what kind of trick-or-treats we can pick up. I'm going to start with this area code right here in this caller. So give me 1 second. The computer's slow. 417, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Louie and Ron. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
May I ask? Yes, who are you in?
This is Cameron from Missouri, Francis.
Who is it?
Cameron from Missouri, from Branson. I called you several times.
Hey, do you have something to ask me or Louie? Or do you just want to say hey to everyone?
Yeah. When will you have a celebrity on?
Hey, Louie.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was, but I mean, that's okay. No big deal.
When will you?
Well, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for you, hon.
Who was that?
What's that, buddy? It's Louie from
the Amazing Race.
How you doing?
Oh, it's from Amazing Race.
Yeah, it's Louie. I was one of the policemen. I was a cop. I am a cop. I was a cop on the Amazing Race.
Are you not a cop no more?
I'm still a police officer. I'm still kicking in doors, locking up drug dealers. I'm still doing my thing.
I'm still having
fun being a police officer, and still having fun with my 15 minutes of fame. You got a question for me, buddy?
Hey, Cameron. Yeah, I was going to say, Cameron, did you watch Amazing Race?
Is he there?
Yeah, he's still here. But Cameron, thank you for calling in. Are you going to talk? I guess Cameron got disconnected, so I'm going to move on. Cameron's one of our favorite callers. He has some, usually he calls in a lot and everything. So let's see what else we get. We're going to bring in another caller. One just got off the line, and I was going to bring him up next. But 401, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
401, uh-oh.
Neiman, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Is there somebody from Rhode Island there?
Yeah, what's going on, Louie?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Kevin Costa. What's going on, big guy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. Well, just me. I haven't seen you since for a while down at Bayville. But, yeah, it's been a minute, kid, and I just laugh at you and Mike when you guys walk by that Chinese place looking for that place and the guys are detectives and shit. That I just laugh my ass off still to the day.
Bro, we had a good time with that. When we were in China, we were trying to find that the woman's model shop, and we couldn't, and we walked right by it. The clue was right in front of the door. And we couldn't have been more non-detectives that day than anything. It was insane, but it was all good.
Nah, man, and what you've been doing lately and shit, going to these fundraisers and shit, and I just think it's great, man. So
thank
I need
you,
to buy
really
a drink next time
that,
I see you.
All right, man, thank you so much for calling in. All right, bro.
Have a good night.
You too, bro. Peace.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. But, yeah, right now we're getting lots of guys. You guys can call in. You can talk Amazing Race. You can talk if you have a question for Louie about the celebrity boxing match. Anything we want to talk about, we can talk. Did you watch the race tonight?
I did watch the race tonight. We won't give any spoiler. We'll make more to near the end, so we'll give the people a chance to log, shut off so they don't hear any spoiler alerts. But it was a tough show tonight. I mean, there was some mentally challenging events tonight that we, talk about the event.
Yeah,
there was one event where they had to go to St. Petersburg, Russia tonight. And when they got there...
And we won't talk about anybody that leaves tonight or anybody that... any spoilers. But, yeah, I wanted to say the drag one was kind of funny. Challenge was kind of cool.
That was pretty crazy. Them putting the dresses on and stuff. But I'll tell you what, that classical music and classical cinema one, that was a tough event right there, I'll tell you. That's a mentally challenging event right there. That was something that, that probably took hours between both those things. And the editing by The Amazing Race is incredible, the way they edit stuff and, are able to condense a show like that into 1 hour is amazing itself, for lack of a better word.
Tell Nikki we're not spoiling. Tell her
we're not spoiling anything. I'm having trouble getting up on the site on the blog talk, so I can't see anybody's questions. But I'm trying to re-log on to that. But we're not spoiling anything as far as tonight. I'm not giving up any names. Who came in first? I can do that, but I'm not going to right now.
In the chat room. That's why. So
we're being good. Come on.
So someone tell us that we're okay. Hey, Alan, I believe this is Alan. 580.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello, you're out there.
Wait a second. Wait. Alan, Alan has to have some kind of music or some kind of thing. So we definitely have to have Alan, his theme music. Or some, we got to get Alan. And I'm working on organizing my, Louie, how I always take a long time to get these sound bites up? I started to work on it today because I was tired of struggling. And me and Paul came up with an idea. So I'm going to put a letter code. So, if it's a theme song, we'll go with, TS theme song. If it's a sound bite. So... Alan, give me a second before you start talking. Here it is.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Alan.
Ron, you really left field with me. I really thought that you were going to go with the Monster Mash a while ago. I wasn't expecting the Michael Myers music.
I wanted something that was unique and crazy.
Yeah, I liked it.
So, without spoiling anything, wait, Alan, How was the Amazing Race, in your opinion, without spoiling it, if you haven't heard? We're not spoiling it. And then we got a special caller, in which I think you met him in Vegas, too. So, guys,
well, if you've got a caller waiting on mine, go ahead and pick them up, and I'll wait.
No, wait. Just tell us what you think about did you like the race tonight?
Oh,
I know you
watched it. I thought it was awesome because, you know, when me and Michael watched the race together, which we didn't tonight, we sit there and we'll say, you know, what roadblock would you do, or, you know, who would be best at this detour or something like that. And, you know, Louie nailed it a while ago when he said this was a very mental leg of the race, the challenge that they had to do that everybody got hung up on. That was very out there, because if, you know, I don't know of many people that I hang out with personally that have been to Russia or speak Russian, so obviously they're not going to be watching Russian television.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of people that I know who listen to that type of music also. So there was
those challenges
that challenge
really
right
were
there.
Tough. They were really tough.
Those challenges were insanely tough this evening, yes. They're mentally drained at the end of the day. If you look at some of them sitting there during their interviews, they look like they're going to fall asleep. So it's like, you know, other than the drag race one, I mean, that was only one person. But, I mean, it was a good show tonight. It was actually a very, very good leg of the race. I enjoyed it.
I'm not trying to switch gears. I just got one. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to bring our caller up. And then, Alan, you can stay with us for right now, and because I know you don't have the internet anyways, so we're going to keep you up on the line for right now anyways. So, but I know, I believe, I don't know if I ever really had a chance to really say hey to him, maybe once or twice, but I know, I think Alan and Louie, I know Louie knows him, because he's the reason he's calling in. Elvis, you're live. You're from,
what,
the Beer Bull Run or something? I can't remember how to say it.
What's going on, guys?
Thomas, what's up?
Hey, how's it going,
brother? How you doing, man?
Good, good, real good.
Elvis,
I'm glad you called in. I appreciate it, bro.
Bull Run.
Definitely, yeah, Bull Run Season 2. If anyone watches.
Hey, Elvis, for those of us who've never seen Bull Run, can you explain it to us real quick?
Bull Run is a... It's a competition reality show based in your own vehicles. You go out there, you race a road rally location to location, and then you go into stunt challenges for your elimination the next day. So, we drove around, you know, like 4 or 5,000 miles over a 20-day period, and just beat the crap out of our cars. So, had a great time.
So, you had to bring your own car. It was your own vehicle.
Yes. You use your own cars.
So, if your car broke down, you're responsible? Is that how it works?
Yep. Flat tires. You get pulled over. You blow an engine. Actually, on my season, ironically, two cars got totaled. One rolled and one launched in a challenge and nosedived right into some concrete blocks. Totally destroyed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, so what channel is it on? Find this.
Initially, the first season was on Spike.
Spike?
Well, Spike was the first season. Season 2 and 3 were on Speed. So go to Speed Channel or speed.com.
Yes,
I
had never seen this.
Sounds exciting.
I watched the first one. Part of the second one on the Speed Channel. And
right.
Goldberg was one of the hosts, and he'll have you do different things. And, like, one of the ones that I remember, they had a big four-wheel drive.
Ron,
you
there, brother?
Yes, Dan.
You're breaking up.
We lost you for a minute, bro.
Yeah, I'm losing. Is that Ron talking?
Yeah.
No, that was Alan.
It's Louie right now, brother. So anyways,
is it back on?
Yeah, you're back on, Ron.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not talking. It's Alan. Alan,
okay.
I was just giving everybody a heads up on one of the challenges. They had a big gas can, and they had to siphon gas out of one can, put it in another, and then go put it in their vehicle and start it. And the last one that got their vehicle started lost that challenge, and they didn't get to continue in the race. So that's one of the challenge-based things that they had to do on the show.
How did you make out on the show, Elvis? How did you do?
Took it to the finale, all 10 episodes, finished third place in the season.
Wow, excellent. Excellent job.
Yeah, I got to drive on and off of moving car carriers and busting through glass and light bulbs and all these different things and these challenges. It was really exciting, through explosions and.
Hey, Elvis, let's get off your show for a second. You're already pretty. I mean, I'm a character in my own right, with my mustache and stuff. But you're a character in your right. What did you dress up as for Halloween?
Halloween? Ironically, this is the first year I dressed up for Halloween in probably 8 years. I normally don't. Everyone thinks I do. But, I guess Halloween is my life year-round. So,
that's why I'm breaking your balls, brother.
I did go out as the crack horse stripper last night.
All right.
That's funny.
That's nice. That's funny.
Complete with stripper glitter and all.
That is awesome.
Hey, Alan, did you meet Elvis in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I stood there and talked to Elvis for quite a bit. I actually got to meet him and Louie. And I can't remember the guy's name, but there was actually another gentleman on the show with that was
Tony.
As well.
Tony was there.
Yeah, Tony. And, yeah, we stood there and talked quite a bit. And I tell you what, if you've ever met Elvis – one thing that Louie was talking about is what he dressed up for Halloween, and that was funny. Elvis is a very intimidating-looking man. If you saw him, he's definitely one you would not want to meet on a dark alley on a pissed-off night because he looks like he would just rip your head off. But the dude's got a heart of gold. I mean, I walked up, introduced myself, and we started talking about the show, and, he's...
I remember meeting you in Vegas. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, honestly,
I was like,
But I think you might be thinking about Louie. He's the intimidating one.
Oh, no, Louie's a puppy compared to you. I'm the guy that wore the leotard. I don't know if you remember who I was. Did you go to that? Okay. Well, I was a little intimidated by you, I bet you, because you're a character like they were saying. I mean, I wouldn't want to meet you on a back aisle, but definitely would be scared. And I'm pretty big.
Yeah, what about me and Elvis walking down an alley? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be safe, Louie.
I feel bad for the poor bastard.
But yeah,
when
I'm running around the country and I'm running into gas stations trying to find directions in bumfuck Indiana, they're looking at me going, "Oh my God, what the hell is he doing here? Get out of here!"
I should bring you down to Georgia. I should bring you down to Georgia for my event. You see it down here in the South, would probably be like, "Holy fucking crap! Who is this?"
That's my favorite thing, though, traveling around, just seeing everyone's reactions.
Hey, Ron, just look for an area code of 202, because she only has about 10 minutes, if you happen to see it.
Okay? I'm looking. I believe we had an unknown caller, and I was about ready to pick him up. So if that was them, I'm hoping they'll call back or...
So upset I can't talk. I'm up on the internet, but the talk part's not coming up on me. So all the callers, I'm sorry, I'm not communicating with you. But hey, so Elvis, what are you doing with yourself now?
Right now, basically, I'm a production designer in the film industry, which means I design sets for films and TV shows and music videos, stuff like that. So. That's what keeps me busy.
Anything fun? Anything that we would be familiar with right now?
You know what? There's some stuff out there. A couple of Alice in Chains videos I did over the last year, and Britney Spears video. I worked on Scream Queens, which just finished airing. A couple other shows and some small features.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and then I'm busy right now trying to sell some new try to develop some new TV shows. So, you know, in there meeting with producers, trying to pitch some projects and trying to get something going.
So what
are you heading out any charity props?
Hang on, I had like three voices going there. What's up?
Yeah, I had a question. You want me to ask Mike first? Here, let me ask Mike because we're talking about it.
Ron.
Go ahead, Ron. I see that he does props. Is that what did you do with? I noticed that you like I went to your IBM or the your movie
right.
Where the movie credits are. Yeah, what kind of stuff did you do with the behind the movies? I saw that you were credited for lots of movies. And can you tell any stories about that real quick?
Well, basically, I work in the art department in the entertainment industry. And the hierarchy in the art department is the production designer, art director, then there's a prop master and other people within the department. So I've worked all different levels, all different projects. And it's the entire look of what a project is going to end up looking like. You get a script, you break it down, and you got to figure out the creative, what it needs to look like, how the sets are going to be built, what colors are going to be painted. And then the prop end is more the hand props, what they're physically holding and touching, whether it's a gun or a hairbrush or, you know, anything special that they're working with or that needs to be made for them.
Cool. Because I saw that you were on a lot. You did credit for lots. What was one of your favorites that you did?
Well, actually, I've done a couple of live action recreations of video games for like online commercials, and I did one for a game called Red Faction Guerrilla, which was this huge space station lunar work area. It was like a module area that's supposed to be on Mars that these guys are working out of, and that thing creatively was so much fun, making it all the space age stuff and the walls and all the electronics and everything inside.
That sounds so cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah, you know what it is?
Like a really fun job, bro. It's
yeah, every day I'm doing something different. So you get asked to make the craziest stuff. So it's awesome. I love it.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, the caller that I had calling in had to hang up, but she said she will call back next week, so she's on the hook for next week.
Yeah.
That's good, you know. So what's going on? Are you heading out to any charity events in the near future, Elvis?
Well, I'm going to, the Reality Bash, like on November, I think, 9th here in L.A.
Yeah,
and then the next thing I have scheduled is the thing in April out in Temecula. Which one is that?
Okay.
The Reality Bash with Jillian.
It's the Reality.
Jillian's right.
Yeah, it's Reality. Is Reality?
Reality Rally.
And we're a big sponsor of them. We're actually I sponsor three events right now. I got four up because the other one's coming up soon. The poker one that's happening in Vegas that is for the Fallen Cops. Lou, you're going to that one, right?
And that's
that one I actually,
yeah?
Yeah, that one I can't go to. It's in a couple of weeks, but I have a commercial shooting that weekend, so.
And then I'm sponsoring Toys for Tots up in New Hampshire, in which Panther and Cowboy is pretty much together right now, I believe, and there's a bunch of other ones that are helping them. And then I have mine coming up in February down here in Dalton, Georgia. It's for the heart of it's part of the proceeds will go towards the this American Heart Association. And right now I'm dealing with a heart condition myself, so some of it will go towards the show and the process of what I'm dealing with right now. And then the one in April with Jillian is another one that I'm sponsoring. So, I mean, there is a lot of good charity events, and I'm glad you're involved in almost, you know, a couple of those, you know, at least the one, and you know, maybe we get you involved in a couple of other ones too. So definitely, you know, maybe get a hold of us and everything. But we have a caller, and if somebody else, because we lost our other guys, maybe if we can get another caller, if you guys have a question for them. It's 347-237-5506. And I'm going to bring up our caller. Alan, you're still there. Are you awake over there?
Yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt anybody.
It's okay. We'll make sure you get a chance to talk in a second. But we have, I think, Mandy from Indiana up on the line.
Yeah, from Bumfuck, Indiana.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Louie.
How are
you? I'm doing good. Just wrapping up Halloween. They did two nights of trick-or-treating down, and I had about 200 children come by.
Hey, I got to post it, but and Elvis, you'll appreciate it. I was a kind of like a Kiss character last night. one second place and one place and third and another place. So I was looking pretty badass. So
right on.
A shirt with my pipes showing. You know, I looked good.
That's great. I called to say to Elvis. I briefly said hi to him in Vegas, but I was pretty drunk the whole weekend. But I actually have a prop set dressing question for you.
Certainly.
My dad did props and set dressing for many, many years. So, are you one of these new schoolers who did digital shot with a camera, or do you memorize?
I'm sorry, you just broke up. I couldn't hear you there.
Manny, you break up. It's like almost like
me now.
Use the force, Luke. What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. My question for you is, are you an old schooler or a new schooler? Do you memorize the set, or do you take a picture with a digital camera?
I just create the set out of my head, and I work out of my head. I tend not to use a camera.
Wow.
But once you put it, no, do you work on set at all, or are you just back in the art department?
I've worked on set. I mean, I tend to hang out on set because I enjoy it. I used to do it a lot because it was a necessity, but now I have people who tend to handle that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm there, not usually. But I know what you're saying, for resetting stuff and returning stuff and continuity, they deal with pictures. I thought that because the way I visualize and see things, I see what changes, what moves. I know how I put stuff initially, so I'm pretty on it.
That's how my dad was, too. It drove him crazy, these new kids. They just get to use their digital camera, and they don't have to use any thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And my other question for you is, because the Corvette was yours, or was your partner's?
It was mine.
Were you a little bit afraid to take it on this rally? Because, I mean, it's a nice Corvette.
Well, yes, yes, definitely. But at the same time, my competitive nature, there's no way I'm going to say no. And I remember on the final challenge where I'm driving backwards on a track on a rolling car carrier, and I have to fly off of that thing, flip around, and come back on, and my front end is so low, I knew I was going to, like, destroy it coming off.
Right.
I was terrified for the car to do it, and I was kind of hesitant, but in the end, it really didn't matter because there was no way that I wasn't going to do it. It was just too much fun.
I actually watched both seasons 1 and 2. I actually didn't see 3, but I did watch you on your season.
Well, thank you for watching.
And I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, sitting out there on the track, I thought that my whole front end was going to get ripped off, and it didn't, although I did have to replace my radiator. But, there was no way, there was nothing that could stop me from doing it.
Right on. Now, would you like to do any of the other reality shows?
I would consider. I would consider. You know, it's funny because I'd consider certain reality shows. I have worked on a lot of reality shows over the years and always swore I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to get in there and do it. But then when they came to me with this show, because it was car racing and it's a passion of mine, I was like, okay, I'll do it. Now, okay, I'll try some other things. So, yeah, I'm up for it.
Hey,
what shows would you want to do, though? I mean, would you want to do, like, another, like, Cars-type show? Or would you want to do something like a Big Brother or Survivor or Amazing Race? Or would you, what?
I would do any of those. My cousin's been bugging me to try out for Amazing Race with him for years. So, I'm all for that. I've actually tried out for Survivor before. I definitely would do Big Brother. You look at me and the character I am, of course I'd do that.
Now, here's the question. I mean, since we're talking, reality shows, and Mandy brought it up, I would like to know, what show would you want to try out for? Since we know how you look and everything, which show would you try out for that would blow our minds out that you wanted to try out for it?
I don't know. That would blow your mind.
Did you try out for any other shows other than Bull Run before? Was Bull Run?
Yeah. I tried out for Survivor a couple of times over the years.
I did as well. That's
a show I watched from the beginning, and that along is same with Big Brother. I watched that all along, although I've never tried out for Big Brother. But Survivor just seemed more like my thing. Although now, after doing Bull Run and thinking about it a lot more, Big Brother might be more my alley. Although Amazing Race, that could be fun for me as well. Cause it's
now, here's an interesting question. Since you're such a big reality person and fan of it, what Survivor – I'd like to hear some of your favorites. I mean, okay, I'm going to ask you favorites, but I want you to – your favorite game player and your favorite that you've met, and then your favorite maybe just because you like them.
Oh, that's hard because as you become friends with some of these people,
the obvious here is that his favorite Amazing Race person is me. All right, so go ahead.
Yeah, so that question's out the window.
don't take personality. Don't take personal. Let's skip friendship aside. You know what I mean? I mean, let's go Survivor. Let's talk Survivor first. I mean, who did you like on Survivor that you really love?
Let's see. I would have to say, what's his name? Not this season, but the past two seasons.
Russell,
yeah. Me personally liked his gameplay.
I did as well. I agree.
I knew he could be harsh at times, but I did love his gameplay. So.
Yeah, I'm the one that did it. I'm the one in the few that is a, as a person, he might be great and everything, but.
He's a Russell hater.
I love Russell.
I'm not a hater.
You know what I have to say, what I do find amazing, is when you watch a show and you follow a season and you get your likes and dislikes, but there are certain people who I hated with a passion on their show. But then when you've met them, all of a sudden, you can let that go, and you see the real person, and you get along with them.
Yeah, I know that. A certain detective team from Rhode Island that, man, I couldn't stand that Louie guy. And then I met him in Vegas, and I said, sure, he's a pretty good guy. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I have a problem with you.
That's funny you say it, because, like, from
Brother, we're such a Big Brother fan. I mean, who's your favorite Big Brother person? Just even who you met wise, I mean, just personality wise, I mean, like in Vegas or something like that.
I don't know. I would say that has to have changed over the years, but I'm going to go to Evil Dick.
Yeah.
At least in the airplay.
Me and Louie both can.
Yeah.
So, Mandy, you got any more questions?
Nope, that was everything.
Alan, do you have any questions? Did you want to throw?
I've got one for Elvis, right quick. You know, you were talking about TV portrayal. Is there anything that happened on your show like an argument your partner got into with you or something that you argued with one of the other car people? Is there something that you watched on your first off, did you watch your show after everything was done?
I watched one episode. You know, I watched each episode once.
Okay, and is there something that you saw and you were like, that is, it's not how it happened on TV. It really happened this way, but they spun it the way they did on TV. Did they do that with you too? Because I've talked with a few people who have been on reality shows, and they say, you know, this fight happened like 2 weeks before, but they aired it 2 weeks later because it looked good with what was going on at the time.
Yes, and when I was out there going through it, I had a different vision than the other contestants because I've been on the other side of the camera working on reality shows. I've dealt with production. I see what goes on and what makes a TV show. So I kind of understood what was happening, although when you're in the middle of it, you get caught up in it. But I have to say, for the most part, my season, the editing on my season was pretty straight on. Yes, there were things that were manipulated in the editing process. However, I think most of the characters got a fair shake.
I would agree with you. On my season of The Amazing Race, Elvis, they the editing, you know, they told us. I go, come on, you guys can edit this show and make people look like assholes. And there's a, look, they said, if you're an asshole, you're an asshole. If you're a good guy, you're
right.
A good guy.
There's
no in-betweens. We don't purposely make somebody look like a douchebag. And it's true. I mean, because the way I watched it and the way they're able to edit a whole day into 1 hour is incredible. So
right. Yeah. You could do anything with editing. However, you still have to have the footage to pull it off. So if you on TV actually don't say that or to the cameras, there's no way it's ever going to make it on camera to the TV audience. So
right.
you have to at some point say something that you're going to regret and then it'll come back to you. And I think I was so aware of being on the other side of the camera and knowing what gets picked up that I was really cautious with what I said. And it's just not my person. I mean, my personality came through on the show. So I think I got a great edit. And I don't think I really gave them much to screw me over with.
Hey, I was thinking of one of the people on the chat in the chat room, Tony Wagner, is just asking a great question. You know,
Tony,
while watching the show,
he's from Ball Run.
By other cast members, you know, what they said about you on camera. Me, for example, I fortunately, myself and Mike, nobody ever really talked bad about us other than Joe Wang. Because when we U-turned him and he had to do another event which knocked him and his wife off the show. But other than that, nobody offended us in any way. What about you? Did you have people, you know, that said something that kind of offended you and upset you?
Yes, there was one or two. There was one person in particular who, you know, you didn't see that side of them face to face. And then in watching the show later, I was like, wow, did you really feel that? Or are you just saying that for TV? Cause I never got that from you. And, yeah, that happens. And actually Alan Tony is the guy you were talking about. He was on my season. He was in Vegas with us.
Yeah. I got the pleasure of talking with you and Tony for quite a bit. Cause I remember Tony had corrected me about the Barracuda that was on it was the purple Barracuda that we were talking about, and I thought it was an adult Charger.
Right.
Well, Tony,
yeah,
so call in real quick and join the line. If you want to, the number is 347-237-5506. And was there a David on your cast, too?
A David?
No,
are you looking at David Nussbaum there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually, you met him, he was in Vegas. He's my cousin.
Are
he was in Vegas also.
Okay.
I just said to ask Elvis, how long does it take him to do his hair and makeup in the morning?
it takes me about 5 minutes to roll out the door. It's set.
I remember the makeup, though. I definitely could tell it probably, I thought it took longer for sure.
I'm pretty fast. I got it down to a science. Come on.
I'll tell you what I thought was cool was it's like a New Orleans style skull with the, and he had it in his goatee hanging down. That was pretty cool. Cause I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I got a little adornments all over the place.
Is there what was the first thing you ever did when you're or when was the first time you really did something like that, and what kind of got you started into wanting to do the way you pierce yourself and the stuff that you've done, you know?
It, you know, I don't know. I've always crossed the line or pushed the limits or whatever all my life, so I may not have been to this extreme. But
yeah.
Even in high school, you know, I was voted most unpredictable. You know, there was just always something different, whatever I can get away with. And I did, you know, for whatever reason, people have accepted me with this different appearance, so to speak. You know, and then I
would love to
past 10, 15 years just kind of came into my own. So.
Yeah, I think one of the first.
Sorry, what's
one of the? Go ahead,
please.
What's going on? I think one of the first conversations me and Elvis had when we were in Vegas, we just took a picture together, and somebody came over. Now Elvis had like from front to back 6-inch heels at least on, right? And
yep,
somebody
platform.
Said to him, "Oh, Lady Gaga." And I looked at him, and before I was going to say a word, I said, Lady Gaga, that's freaking Gene Simmons, baby, right there. You know?
And that's when I fell in love with Louie.
That's funny. You know, and Elvis,
I know, the era, so I grew up with that.
Exactly, baby.
You know, that's one thing Big Brother has never done in America. I mean, I've watched some UK Big Brother and some major, you know, Big Brother from other countries. But, you know, to put a Big Brother person like you in that house, I don't think we've ever seen a like someone like Elvis in the Big Brother house. And I would love to see more diverse, and that you would be definitely one of the people that I'd love to see. I would love to see how Jerry would have treated you, or how,
that's the whole weird thing. On my season, me and my teammate were a very popular team with the audience. We crossed barriers, you know. It was the old and the young, and for whatever reason, the way I come across, it's accepted and people like me. And I've always just considered myself like the responsible freak. I may look like this. This is how I am. This is how I'm comfortable. But, you know, I'm well-educated. I have a good job. I you know, live a respectable life. So.
Most definitely. And
I've always been taught throughout my, you know, I've been a police officer for 24 years now, Elvis. I do not judge somebody by the way they look, ever. I mean, and I'm not God, number one. But, you know, more importantly, you treat people the way you want to be treated. And, you
of
know,
course. Yeah.
Me and you could be from totally two opposite sides of this world, but, I mean, and have a normal conversation and be human beings, you know. So it's pretty
right.
Cool. You're a really, really nice guy. I mean, you know, it's almost like some people think you're unapproachable, but it's so far from the truth. So
right, and I guess for me, I almost have trouble understanding that because I'm me, and I don't see that, and it just
right.
That just happens to be who I am. I mean, I grew up in New York and New Jersey, and now I've been in L.A. for the past 15 years or so, but I found a place where I'm comfortable. I can fit in, I'm not judged, and I get hired for the way I look, actually. So
and nothing wrong with that, bro. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Just enjoying life, I guess.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Louis,
and, you know,
do you have anything more you want to talk about, Louis?
What's that, bro? No, I'm good. No, this was awesome. I wanted, as we finish up, I want to do a little spoiler alert, and, you know, let the people that do want to know who finished off, you know, this week.
Yeah, I was planning on doing that, and I still had a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about and everything, but if Elvis wasn't meaning to get going, that's what I was going to say.
I don't want to jump all over your show, so I'll take off and let you guys do your thing.
Elvis, you were
awesome,
brother.
Jumping over.
You're awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he called in. When I saw that you were going to call in, I was, like, pretty cool, because I didn't really get a chance to talk to you. I think I may have said hey to you and everything.
Yeah, just quickly we said hi, but yeah.
But I never really had a chance to talk, and I'd love to get some more of you guys on sometime, maybe when me and Lou, especially for me and Lou's or me and Michelle's show, I think you would fit right up the line.
Definitely. I'd love to talk to you guys more.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
man.
So I'll be
thank you so much,
Elvis. You and everything.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for
definitely.
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting a delay on the voice, so.
Hey, Elvis, before you take off real quick, do you have a Facebook or Twitter or anything like that you want to plug for us?
No Twitter. Facebook, just search Elvis Strange. And I'm
actually, I just added them to my account, so if you guys are on it, I know most of you guys are added to me. He just added me, and we just added each other, so he'll probably be right on top of my profile.
And there's not too many Elvis Stranges out there, so you got the right one if you found me.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for your time.
Elvis, you rock, brother.
Well, thank you
rock,
for your
man.
Time.
Peace out to all you guys. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling in.
Peace, bro.
Oh, man.
That was awesome. He was awesome. That was fun.
Yeah, you know what? When I saw you guys' conversation on your wall and everything, on the post and everything, I was so glad that he was gonna actually call in, because he was one of the guys I didn't get a chance to say hey to, like we were talking about. And then I went to his sites and, you know, was doing some research on him, and wow, the stuff he's done. I think I could have picked his brain a little more about props and stuff that he's done, like that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's cool as shit, man. He's really nice down to earth guy, you know. So man, he's one of the people I was really excited to get to know when I was out in Vegas. What do you want to talk about next, Ron? Do you want to discuss this week's amazing race, or what are we talking about, bro?
Yeah, let me do something real quick. No, I wanted to ask you some questions real quick about your trip to New York. Can you go in more depth about what you're going to be doing in New York? Did you, who are you fighting? Have they told you who you're fighting yet?
I went out to New York this week, and while I was there, I'm going to be fighting in the celebrity boxing match, which is run by Damon Feldman. He's the creator of it. He's the one who created the one with Danny Bonaducci and Jose Canseco and Rodney King and those guys. And he reached out to me on Facebook and asked me if I'd like to, you know, do a celebrity boxing match. I'm like, absolutely. He invited me out to New York this week for the press conference, where I met Angelina from Jersey Shore, the Staten Island Dump, as she's affectionately known on the TV as. But I'm going to be fighting this New York DJ. His name's DJ Joey Jams. And he's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be a good fight. He's another Italian guy like myself, but I think he's in trouble, you know, because I think I'm a little bigger than him. And I don't know, I might hurt his spinning hand, you know what I mean?
Who else I saw that you met that when you were in Vegas? Or not Vegas. I saw you met someone else there. You know who it was? Carrie from Frank the Entertainer, the winner. I saw that you got a picture taken with
her.
Yeah.
I meet so many people now. It's out of control. I'm losing track of names now.
Carrie is the one
I met a few other little New York type celebrities and stuff like that.
What?
But
yeah.
What are you talking about, Frank the Entertainer?
We're big fans of
that, man?
I was a big fan of that show.
I
hope you're all walking all over each other.
Yeah, we know.
Both of y'all will start talking at the same time, and then both of you will stop at the same time and wait a couple seconds. Then you both start up again.
Yeah, we're learning, Alan. This is only our few shows. We're working on
it. Yeah, we've been doing pretty good, Alan, but I mean, I missed part of your conversation on.
Yeah, I think I heard some. Yeah, I was saying that Carrie was on Frank the Entertainer, so I was just wondering. We'll talk about it maybe off the air and everything. So I'm just a big fan. I was wondering. I saw that she had your picture taken with her.
Oh, no, she was awesome. No, she was very cool. She had she was a very, very pretty girl. Really hot, really hot, really nice. I went over to her, I go, can I get a picture with you? And she's like, absolutely. So, she was cool.
Is she going to fight in the event?
She's going to be fighting Angelina. This is all on December 4th at in Atlantic City at the Trump's Taj Mahal. So if anybody, I know a lot of people are going out to the Toys for Tots on that date, but I'll be there that weekend fighting. So whoever's in New York,
hey, we're
going
to definitely
that
have
end,
to.
It'll be on the internet, Ron. We'll definitely put the site up so people can see it. So
we're going to have to get her on the show, though.
I'll try to get her number, and I'll do that. I'll try to do that. Get a hold of Feldman and Damon Feldman, and I'll ask him for her number, and I'll talk to her, and I'll get her on maybe next weekend if I can. So.
Yeah, or we'll do a show maybe just about that when it gets closer to December, and we can do. Hey, okay, anybody that watches Amazing Race, this is the time to, turn off the, thing if you're on the West Coast. I do want to give a shout-out to Corey, my BFF, in the chat room. She's been with a friend of mine since last year at this time. It's a little bit longer than a year. And I'm glad she popped in the chat room.
We haven't got to see her in a while. Yeah, hello, Corey. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I wanted to say hi before
she
took off.
Hi, Corey.
Definitely. So, spoiler alerts, if you're on the West Coast, Nikki, shut off your speaker.
Shut your radio off. Shut your internet off. Shut the phone off.
Yeah, let me throw a commercial, give people time to shut it off if they haven't realized it, and we'll be right back. My internet's slow tonight, guys.
Are we supposed to be
doing let's just go ahead. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what's up with the switchboard. But hey, Corey was on Rock of Love, Lily, just to let you know.
Okay.
So for when you're talking to her. Let's go. Let's kick it. Were you expecting the ending?
I know. You ready for me?
I was.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm ready. Are you expecting the ending?
Hey,
yeah,
no,
I can't get my...
Are you doing a commercial or you want me to speak, bro?
Yeah, dude, we're not. My freaking switchboard is all fucked up.
All right, no biggie, bro.
I'm just gonna go ahead and talk.
It is what it is. So last week, a lot of the team, they came from Norway, and now they flew into St. Petersburg, Russia, where they had to start with a car, then go to a train, and then to a plane. What I want to talk about real quick: the train was so much nicer for them than it was for us when we went from Malaysia to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
They had so much room. It looked like home. They looked like got a good night's sleep in that thing. But when they got there, they had to do either classical music or classical cinema. And those two events looked extremely mentally draining. And a lot of teams had some mental breakdowns, like Chad and Stephanie especially, throughout the show. After that, they went to Palace Square, and they had to find Alexandra Ziagonga. Yeah. Okay, anyways, it was where they had to do a Russian drag race, and there they had to plant 50 potato plants with, using manure. It was a roadblock, so only one person could do it. And it was a nasty event. I heard them commenting left and right on how each person who did do it stunk because of the manure. And then they had a race to the St. Isaac's Cathedral, which was the pit stop. And at the pit stop, Jill and Thomas came in first again. Since the first show, they slacked behind for a little bit. And they've been one of my favorites. And they came in first again, winning a trip to Brazil. Brooke and Claire, our favorite TV personalities, they came in second. Michael and Kevin, the Asian, the father and son, they came in third. Our favorite doctors, Nat and Kat, they came in fourth. Chad and Stephanie, though a lot of complaining and bickering, came in fifth. Gary and Mallory, I love Mallory, she's such a sweetheart, they came in sixth. And then Nick and Vicky, the tattoo couple, came in seventh. But here we go.
Yeah,
with a non-elimination.
Were they eliminated?
No, they were not eliminated. It was a non-elimination. They got saved. So I know you're not fans of Nick and Vicky, right, Ron? So,
no, but were you surprised that it was a non-elimination?
Yeah, non-elimination,
bro. Were you surprised about that?
I was kind of pumped about it because I like Nick and Vicky, you know. I mean, as silly as they are, they're kind of fun to watch, you know. There's not many characters on this season. I mean, other than, like, say, Mallory's got her own little, you know, because of her southern accent and stuff. She's got that character about her. But Nick and Vicky, you know, they're kind of like silly, you know. So they're really the only real characters on this season, as far as I'm concerned. You know, Brooke and Claire are fun.
He's saying that right now, Louie, when you're saying that, I definitely think you're right. You're right. I'm glad they stood into the race for, because they're the only characters on the season, other than those two women that came in second, that are the, I believe, the doctors. They're very interesting characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This season just they're dull. I love the father and son though. They're starting to become one of my favorites.
Hey, I gotta get Michael and Kevin have really like they got the charm. They got the, I like it, you know. They really have kicked it up a little bit. So they're fun to watch lately, you know. It was funny how on tonight's episode how the father was telling his son Kevin, he goes, Kevin, it's in the park. It's in the park. And the son wouldn't listen. They must have ran around that building a couple of times, the cathedral. And finally, the son listened to the father, and they ran into the park. So they're fun to watch as well.
Louie, I've got a question to ask you. You know, when you were on the show, when you it's a learning experience from when you take off to obviously when you finish, you're still learning. Do you think that that when everybody went to do the music challenge, they were shooting themselves in the foot by trying to remember all three songs and then going to the pianos? Or do you think they should have done like the last team did and went to one song, then did the first piano, the second song went to the next piano? Are you thinking about that at the time, or is it just rush, 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 let's get this done so we can go on down the road?
I could see when everybody shows up together at the first time, you know, together, you know, you got a bunch of people there. You want to listen to all three because you want to be the first one out of there. But like you said, the smart thing and the thing I believe me and Mike would have done was listen to one song, found that song, then listen to the second one, found that song, and listen to the third. Because, we don't know for sure how much time was spent on that one particular event. But I'll tell you what, it must have took hours. I don't think that was an in and out the door event right there.
And then, and also with the TV production, would you have stood there and watched the TV a little bit Or would you have started just grabbing stuff like they were and holding it up?
Again, when you're there and you're in the moment, you probably would have started picking them up and just started looking at them. I mean, how overwhelming was that? You walk into a room and there's just thousands of film strips, and you got to find a short film on one of those. I mean, I don't know. I was overwhelmed just watching it. You know, I'm like, oh my God, what would have I done? What if I was there? You know. So.
And then go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
And then the last question that I was thinking about is, like those film canisters and the record, that is a really cool souvenir or something like that you could take home. Did they, Lake Chelt, take stuff like that home? And is there something that's really important to you that you wouldn't get rid of from the race?
No, you know what? They, like, I remember when we were in Argentina, I had on this really cool polo shirt. And I said, do we get to keep this? And they're like, no, take it off. They take everything back. I've been lucky, you know, we were lucky enough to sneak away a couple of, you know, clues. Because they take everything from you at the end of every leg of the race. Every clue, every piece of paper that you had on you, they take back. And sometimes you're quick enough and you just, hide it away. And nobody notices. So I do have a couple of clues from my season that I kept, as well as I know other people did too as well. But, but as far as those containers, no way. They don't want anything coming back home with you to give up any leg of a race. You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously, that show is done. Hello?
Well, Ron fixed it to 2 seconds time.
Sorry, I've been trying to fix the damn switchboard over here. It wouldn't let me play a song, so I hit stop, and then I hit play, and it played. So I'm so sorry. But if you have a bunch of stuff that is that something you want to keep, or are you planning on getting rid of them sometime, or is that stuff you want to keep?
Well, the clues, I'm keeping my clues book. I'm planning on doing like a big, like a book, you know, of all the things that I accomplished and that I've gotten throughout the race and stuff. It's, you know, I would never get rid of them. I would never get rid of that stuff. You know, it's a memory that I take with me for life.
Right. I understand. There's some stuff I would never get rid of. Never get rid of.
I know you can't talk about ongoing cases, but the reason Michael missed the Vegas Bash was because he was working on a bus that y'all had done. How did that case go? Did everything go okay, or is it under investigation?
Yeah, Mike couldn't make it out to Vegas with us because he did make a huge narcotics bust, and he did well. They did all right with that case, and the guy's doing a lot of time pending his hearing. He'll be doing a ton of time. Mike's been busy. It's tough for Mike to get away. Mike's children are young, he has a young teenager to an older teenager, where my children are growing up, so it's easier for me to get around. So, and plus, Mike's not near retirement like I am, so it's easy for me to get, to get away than it is for him. So,
A couple of weeks ago, we had Michael on the show, so when you get your laptop back, you need to check it out and listen to it, because I think he even talked about the case on that show, and he wasn't a fan of Rachel, though.
Mike's a big brother fan. Mike likes Big Brother. He's been a fan, so he was funny. We had a good time with him on the show a couple of weeks ago.
The house rodent was upset. The house rodent I'm still pissed off at him. You need to tell him the house rodent is upset with me because of him, you know? But you know what? I'm on 6'8". I have a pizza.
I love, man, the house road is my boy, man. That guy can, he can come to Rhode Island, he can do no wrong. I'll tell you right now, I love him. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Real quick,
What was that, Alan?
Go ahead, Alan.
I was going to say, I don't want you to think that I forgot you. I had to get approval to get those patches sent out to you. I do have them here.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
And I'll probably be sending them out between sometime the 3rd and 5th because
yeah,
I'm also probably going to.
Right?
Yeah, and I didn't, and I want to apologize. I've had some financial troubles, and that's why Ron was talking about me not having the computer. I've had the internet cut off. And I know I sent you like 2 DMs, and then I talked to you on Facebook too. So I didn't want you to think I was blowing you up, but
you send your stuff out, put it with return address, and I'll send it to you. So that's all.
Okay, I appreciate that. And just so everybody knows what we're talking about, some firefighters, officers, EMS personnel collect patches from other departments, and I've worked out an arrangement where I can trade some with Louie, and I'm going to try to send you an extra one for Michael. I've got to get approval from upstairs. You know how that goes.
All right, man, no problem. I appreciate it, brother.
I know I've got yours approved. I'm going to try to get 2 of them sent out because I'm also probably going to send one to Kathy from this season's Big Brother as well.
Okay.
I just wanted, while I had you on the line, I just wanted to let you know it should be in
did
the mail within probably the next week.
Wait, did you say blow up?
I appreciate that. What's that, Ron?
Did you say your Twitter? I thought Alan said something about blowing up.
Well, because I had sent Louis and
No, wait. Did you say something about blowing up?
Yes, Ron.
Blowing
I said something about blowing up.
Okay.
I knew
it was going to
blow up.
I'll
tell you that, man.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to play this for Elvis. I forgot. You know, if somebody saw Elvis in the street and it was a woman, this is what it would sound like. I just know this is what it would sound like if somebody saw Elvis in the street.
Well, I've got the switchboard thing.
She's in the chat room. Oh, my God.
That's funny. I tell you what's funny, you know, like Lou was saying, you know, when you become an officer, you see all different walks of life and you try not to judge people. And I didn't know Elvis, and you think somebody like him would just really stand out because I did watch a few of his episodes of Bull Run and then some with Tony. I watched the whole entire first season, and I actually didn't know who he was till somebody asked him, you know, what show were you on? He said, I was on Bull Run. And I was like, you know, turn around. I was like, dude, we got to talk because, you know, it was an opportunity for me to be able to meet him. And he was like, well, this is Tony. And I recognized Tony after he pointed him out. And I was like, oh, hey, I got to get y'all's picture and stuff. So, you know, it was a pretty cool deal. And I'm glad Elvis got to call in. And thanks again for him because, I mean, he's a really cool guy. He's you know, because
there's
a
in the chat room now and he's just – he's thanking everybody for
he's in the chat room now anyways.
Oh, that's cool.
I do want to do a little quick plug. If you guys get a chance and would like to, like I said, don't forget to donate. Tomorrow night I'm going to be throwing some items up. Not for auction. I'm going to be throwing more items up for sale, and I hope you guys will be able to buy some of those items on the webpage to help, you know, stuff out. And like I said, if you enjoy these shows we've put on, the charity events, I hate the word charity event because it's going to be a party. And I just can't wait to it. February 18th through the 20th. It's my 2-year anniversary for the show, and it's also my 40th birthday. And but what's going to be fun is we're going to be able to reach people about the issue that I deal with, heart condition. And so many people don't understand my heart condition. People think, they saw me in Vegas, and they thought, oh, man, this guy has a heart condition because he's a big guy. Now, I'm a big guy because I had a heart condition when I was a kid. And when I 10 years ago, I couldn't play softball no more. So I lost all my exercising, you know what I mean? When my heart started to close on me, really.
Yeah.
And, we're going to get the word out more about heart condition, but it's not always a condition because you don't take care of yourself. You know what I mean? It's a condition that could happen to kids. It's a condition that could happen to adults. But, you know, there's many different conditions. My cholesterol is great. My blood pressure is good. But I have a part in my heart that just ain't working because it is the valve, the aorta, it's pretty much closed. So that's one thing. I can't wait for February. And it's heart month. So looking forward to that. It's almost time to quit. Luke, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, and in 2 weeks, again, I'll be out in Vegas, celebrity poker tournament. So wish me luck out there. But I'll be talking to you guys next Sunday, and hopefully we'll have another great surprise guests to join us. So thank you for having me. I'm having a blast. I really appreciate this.
We had another caller. Who was the caller? And they're going to call in next week, right? I can't remember which one. Is Shauna? Is it Shauna? I was going to call in from last season.
Shauna, and I'm going to try to get Shauna and, I'm drawing a blank. Hold on a second. Shauna and Monique, they were the black female couple on my season of The Amazing Race. So we're going to try to get both of them on. They were so much fun. It's too bad they got kicked off early. But no, we're going to talk to them about Elimination Station and what that's like. You know, when you get eliminated from The Amazing Race, you get sent off to Elimination Station. So let's. I'm curious to hear stories about that.
I do want to do this, too, real quick, because tomorrow night we have a hell of a guest, too, for me and Michelle's show. So let me play the drop, and then we'll be back after that.
Hey, 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 House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle? No, HR, Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying water.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Where's the Sunday? 'Cause today is Ron and Michelle fun day. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
Yes, that was it. Tomorrow night on the show tomorrow night from Survivor, we're going to have Laura from Samoa is going to be on the show. I believe you met her in Virginia, right?
Which girl? Who was that?
I'm not even going to attempt her last name. What?
What was her first name?
Laura.
Laurie from Survivor Samoa.
Laura. I thought Laura was from Big Brother, no?
No, not that Lori. You met her in Vegas. This one you met in Virginia. Anyways, she's going to be on. Lori Maitai, I think is how you say her last name. She's the one, some little background behind her. She's a Republican that, you know, says she's a little chunkier, I think. Sarah Palin, she said, or something like that. Or I know she's a big fan of Sarah Palin. And we're definitely going to have a interesting show, me and Michelle, tomorrow night with her. I think Mandy's saying what she looks like. A cute brunette, Louie. So, yeah, I know she was in Virginia. That's where Michelle met her. So she's going to join us tomorrow night, and it should be a fun show. Me and Michelle, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and it's Manic Monday. And keep on checking out Twitter, keep on checking out Facebook. Go to the webpage. We'll keep on adding stuff. And definitely just keep on listening to the shows. Thank you. Thank you, Alan, for
Thank you for having us. Thank you for everybody who called in tonight. And Elvis, especially. You, Alan, thank you. And thank you.
Mandy,
God bless everybody.
For calling in. Mandy, for... coming in and helping out with, you know, some good questions and everyone in the chat room. Oh, man, who else? And I do want to give two shout-outs. Both are listening, maybe not in the chat room. Cherry Garcia and Ryan, you guys are helping. There are two people that are helping me with the event. Oh, let me not forget Corey, my BFF, and my Facebook wife. She was in the chat room. Did she leave? Sometimes her internet sucks. I think her mom has this, like, off-on switch that she does.
Hey, Mom, one last thing. I'd like to say shout-out to the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you for breaking my heart again. So.
Man, we could talk another 2 hours
you know
about that.
I had an awesome week in football ice.
Did you see the undercover boss was going next week? Did you see where it was going, Ron?
No,
actually, do not. I'm stuck because we were delayed 15 minutes.
I thought you would be excited about it because I thought about you. They are going to the Chicago Cubs. I'm just telling you where they're going.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know. Let's go.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, but they're going to the Cubs?
They're going to the Chicago.
You know I'm a Cubs fan, right, Louie?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Louie. That's what I was thinking about you. Louie,
I'm a Cubs fan. Okay.
Run the switchboard again.
So thank you, guys. And have a good one.
Good night, Ron.
Bye.
Peace.
Hey,
thank you,
I want to call you real quick after the show.
Okay, call me.
Alan, good talking to you, brother.
Louie, I appreciate it, Potter.
No problem, man.
Talk to you later. Man, I hate goodbyes.
Buffalo's the booty grease.
Goodbye.